This is Fresh Air. Memphis-born jazz pianist Harold Mayburn got hired by a name band on the day he arrived in New York in 1959. He's been busy ever since, leading his own groups, backing singers, and doing hundreds of record dates with Lee Morgan, George Coleman, and many more. For his new album, Mayburn taps some old colleagues, starting with drummer Jimmy Cobb, who he'd first played with over 50 years ago. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says neither musician sounds like he's slowing down.
Harold Mayburn plays piano like he's in command, and the keys are wired to his brain. His confident style owes something to McCoy Tyner's big, splashy approach, and also to Ahmad Jamal's way of spelling out a melody and bright, punchy chords. But those were just starting points. Harold Mayburn has lived through half of jazz history as a working pianist, and has that history under his fingers. He keeps pushing like a drummer. Listening to him can be like watching a showy magician, always pulling something out of yet another pocket. Pianist Harold Mayburn on I Get a Kick Out of You, from his album To Love and Be Loved, a real Mayburn showcase. As imposing as he is as soloist, he can be self-effacing too, within the ensemble or backing someone else's solo. Mayburn stays busy without calling attention to himself. Lets you think drummer Jimmy Cobb does all the cooking. That's Lee Morgan's tune, The Gigolo, with Freddie Hendrix on trumpet. The tenor saxophonist is Mayburn's favorite and one-time protege, Eric Alexander, who has the same timing, ear for harmony, and deep swing feel. Harold Mayburn sets the saxophonist up and then lays carpet under his solo on the 1934 ballad, If There Is Someone Lovelier Than You. Harold Mayburn and Eric Alexander know how to hold a mood or change it up when the spotlight shifts from one to the other. The pianist and saxophonist also share a blues sense that was honed during years each spent in Chicago. On bass is another Mayburn regular, Nat Reeves. Thank you. On Harold Mayburn's new album, the players sift to gold even from panned-out tunes like My Funny Valentine and So What. But they also hit the blues hard, and they are never going to go wrong there. Eric Alexander wrote a new one to honor his mentor, called The Iron Man. It's no big mystery how Harold Mayburn came by that nickname.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed To Love and Be Loved, the new album by pianist Harold Mayburn. On Monday's show, writing speeches and jokes for President Obama. David Litt was only 24 when he started.
It felt totally surreal and completely terrifying.
He went on to become senior presidential speechwriter and lead writer for 4 stand-up appearances at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. His new memoir is Thanks, Obama, My Hopey, Changey White House Years. I hope you can join us.